This is Bill Lass of Michigan City, Indiana. This case consists of individual accounts of witnesses of some unusual aerial activity observed from the general area of the United States Coast Guard Station and the Port Authority Building at the lakefront of Michigan City, Indiana on Friday night, June 20th, 1969. These accounts are given in the order in which they were recorded and include statements from the following. Corporal James R. Coughlin and Sergeant Lance M. Hilberg, detectives with the Michigan City Police Department, United States Coast Guardsmen Vern Kleeman, Robert Davenport, Charles Dolan, and Gus Tarantino, all stationed at the Michigan City Lakefront. Robert Harrington, harbor policeman for the Michigan City Port Authority, Patrolman Tony Rabel and Kurt Stance of the Michigan City Police Department, and Bill Allen, reporter photographer for the Michigan City News Dispatch. All accounts were given without any having heard any of the previously recorded statements, and none, except those who were recorded together, had conferred with each other after the night of the incident. The first statements by Detectives Coughlin and Hilberg were recorded in the office of the Michigan City Port Authority on Saturday night, June 28th.
My name is Corporal James Richard Coughlin, a member of the Michigan City Police Department, had about 7 years. Last Friday night, it had been June 21st. It was working the 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. shift on a Sunday land center. Captain Corbett's family were in the station to receive the call from the Coast Guard. One of the northeastern and an unidentified flying object over the lake, if we had received any calls of such phenomenon. We told them that we had not. We told us that if we did receive any of these calls, then we should not disregard them as they had been seen from objects that did not have any idea what they were. So far, I'm ready to receive an air call from the Port Authority and the security guard. And we asked it to come down as they were seeing some objects down the lake off of the breakwater. I had no idea what they were. We came down to the station, the Coast Guard station. Another officer was down at the waterfront. His name was Ted Stone. He's from the water department. And they were standing along with the Port Authority guys and the
some kind of formation. There was no noise whatsoever.
This is what made us believe that there was something we were not familiar with. At that time, the sergeant had come around and talked about the brake wires, the clearing, the block that leads out to the east door of the lighthouse. He talked to him, turned off the light, and news reporter was down at this area at this time. Officer Reagan went to get the security guards from the state authority, and while we were sitting there with the lights out, to the north of the lighthouse, again, I had to say, approximately nearly a half a mile off the end of the field, a very bright orange and white light came on, as if somebody turned out a light in a house. It was large, to give you an estimate, it would be approximately the same size as the light that is on the lighthouse. Now, this was too high off of the water to be any kind of a boat. It was not a flare, it was sitting still. It was not an airplane of any sort. There was no noise whatsoever. It started to appear to move closer. Sergeant remarked that it was going to come over our heads, and we had a good look at what everything was worth. We called, didn't call Officer Reagan back to get another look at this, so he could verify this also. And on his way back to where we were located, he got back, and just as he got back, it appeared that somebody had just smudged this out and it appeared to die out and fade away. We sit and talk about this, and the Port Authority guard has been with us. We turned around and looked back over Michigan City, and somebody mentioned there were three of them flying in formation at a higher altitude. The highest day was maybe 2,000 feet or 3,000 feet, and tried to sell at night. One in front, and two on each side, and they were flying along the shoreline, and again headed to the west, southwest, and along the beach, and then two out over the lake. From the time we saw the first one to approximately 20 minutes after 10 until the last one, so we sat there and saw them, we see about a period of 54 midnight, and these were the only ones that we saw that night. All together, I would say we saw the one very bright light, the other ones there were approximately 7 to 9 of them, and one other time this week, which would be Wednesday the 25th of February, at the Long Beach Police Department, probably their office reference a complaint, and they received one of the officer in charge received a phone call that there were some more objects being seen on the Coast Guard station. February 9th, they came down to the beach, and we met Officer Jean Bowie, a member of our department, who also works as the deputy marshal for Louisiana. And he installed his car out by the basin, and we got out and talked to him, and he said that he had seen six of these objects and followed them from South 33 into the Michigan City Beach area, and he said he had not seen anything like them. And then the different speeds, and he said the lights would be on, and then the officer said he had no idea what they could do. We then talked and spotted two of these objects flying around, and being fitted a lot about this, President enough that he hadn't seen anything as he was going home to bed. At which time we went back to the station and reported the sergeant missing what had taken place, and he also questioned our sanity. At which time I took him down to the Coast Guard station, and he spotted the object, and his remark was that they were some type of airplane. When they stopped in midair and made no noise and hovered over the area which would be to the southwest of the Nipco Garrity station and turned around and abruptly went the other way, he remarked that he had to go to work and he left. The only other thing I could add to this is I served 4 years in the service in the Air Force and worked in control car around all types of jets and prop-driven aircraft, helicopters, and I have never seen anything such as this. I have no idea what it was, but there was no airplane or jet that I know of.
About 2 or 3 minutes, and then it just disappeared. It just went fast. And so then I start seeing more of these orange lights and red ones and green ones all over the place. And hard to death. I've never seen nothing like this before, but I called, got concerned then, and I called Chicago, our group office, and reported to them, and they told us to call it back and check with their Air Force, or the Air Force did any airplanes or anything in the vicinity. I thought maybe it might have been helicopters on drills dropping flares or something. But about 5 or 6 minutes later, I got a call from Chicago, and there was no aircraft that was supposed to be in the area. And I don't know what it could have been, but my illusion is a flying saucer or some kind of UFO. Never seen nothing like it. It was pretty bright. And it definitely wasn't an airplane or a helicopter.
My name's Charles Riggs Bowling Set Class Bolson Lake. I can't add any more than what the other two guys have said to talk before me. I think I've seen about the same thing they've seen. And all I can say is it's kind of weird, and I've never seen nothing like it in my life before. And I agree, I don't think it was an airplane or a helicopter.
My name's Dust Tarantino. I came in the Air Force Guard. Not really too much that I could add on to this. Everything that they said and thought covers it. I've never seen anything like this before. Well, I have seen something. I saw it up in the North Pole about 2 months ago. I saw three of them. It wasn't as long as we were sighting these. The colors were the same. They were farther away. But other than that, it was the only time I've ever seen anything like this before. And these here were more, I don't know how to say it, stood out, you know, the ones that I saw before. They weren't as close, and they weren't as bright, but it was weird. The weather conditions for that night was real clear. The lake was calm, visibility was real good. We could see all the way across to Chicago. There was no clouds at all in the sky. And that's about it.
This is Cleveland, FM. Just adding to what I said earlier, about a month ago I observed something similar. We see a lot of this through our watch windows because we've got to be aware of flares and other emergencies that might happen on the lake. And about a month ago I was on watch and I saw a number of these, but not like the other night. But at that time I saw two of these smaller ones. They were the whitest to a orange in color. They flying low over the horizon, and then all of a sudden they raised up high and seemingly they went into this bigger one, and then the bigger one kind of lit up a little bit, and then it just blinked out all together, and where it went, I don't know.
Port Authority policeman Robert Harrington's description was followed, was recorded in the Michigan City Port Authority office on Monday night, June 30th.
My name is Bob Harrington. I'm the Harbor Police, the Port Authority of Michigan City, Indiana. On the date of June the 20th, on a Friday night, I was on duty at 9 o'clock. At approximately 10:25, I received a call from the Michigan City Police Department to be on the lookout for unidentified objects are flying over the lake of Lake Michigan. I was on the phone and talking to the officer, the desk sergeant, in my office on the harbor. All the lights was out in my office, and I happened to look out over the lake and see a bright light, an object coming in. So, I told him that I would call him back right away. I got my binoculars, walked out on one of the docks, and happened to see the object following it as it was coming in. It was flying approximately northeast. And as I was out on the dock, One of the Coast Guard boys ran over and wanted me to come over to the office so we could get a better view of it. I went over, was out behind the Coast Guard station, and I had three other subjects with me as we were watching this object come in. And then I had a call from the another call from the police department. There would be a squad to pick me up. Before the squad got to my position, I came and started back to the office, and this object was coming in. And it seemed like, and it just sat down, hovered down over the lake, something that I had never seen before. In my opinion, the best of my knowledge of seeing this object, it was one of the thickest yellow colors that I have ever seen. In the meantime, the patrol car picked me up, and we went out to the pier because I wanted to get a better look at it. But we got out just before we got to the pier to go out. The object lifted up. To me, it was one of the weirdest, wickedest looking objects that I have ever seen. And I had witnesses with me that seen this object, but there was no movement in the object. It was only a light, a brightest, yellow, pinkish looking color. And the object left the water and was hovered over the water, I'd say, around 5 seconds. And as the object lifted up, it had a terrific speed. We tried to get out where we could get a better look at it, but it was left too fast and we couldn't get to it close enough to identify anything that was on it, any movement. As the object went up, I'd say 1,000 to 1,500 feet, the light completely went out. As we spotted it again, when it showed up again, it was flying northwest, direction of Chicago. I would say it was a couple of miles from the harbor, from where we was at, that the object made a right turn. All was light, whatever was on it, went out. And as we spotted it again, it was coming back in our direction, flying northeast. And it also had three escorts with it in the same category. We followed it, kept our binoculars on it, we followed it. And then the officers, Mr. Hillberg, and Officer Cochran, witnesses. We had other people that witnessed this. And it flew in this direction and made a circle, and I would say over Michigan City, and back on its course, back northwest to Chicago. We followed it, kept our eyes on it, till it disappeared. On this particular night, the weather was clear. The sky was clear. The moon was bright. And the sound of this object, I cannot explain. I have heard jets and others. Assemblers of motors and whatever, but this one I have never heard a sound as this one, this object had. The lake was calm. There was no wind. It was still that night. As these objects flew to, of course, northwest to Chicago. I came back to the office, and I would say approximately 5 minutes till 11, we noticed there was other objects in the air flying the same course back to northeast. We watched these objects, and all together the time, the ones before and these ones, was approximately 45 minutes. And they were flying on a course, making circles over Michigan City and over Lake Michigan. At no other time have I ever spotted anything over Lake Michigan or around Michigan City or in any vicinity that I have ever been. We checked with the Ohio Field, Midway Airport, and also Glenview Naval. There was no aircraft in the vicinity at that time that these objects was in the air. So as to my opinion, I would have no comment on what I think these are, no statements I could not make. The only thing that I can say that I've seen these things when they happen, these objects, and I'm telling what I know to the best of my truth and ability.
Michigan City Patrolman Tony Rabel's comments were recorded in his home at 1106 Hart Street on Thursday, July 3rd.
I'm Tony Charles Rabel, Michigan City Police Department. My rank is patrolman. On the night of Friday, June the 20th, 1969, I received a call from the station to go to the harbor at Lake Michigan and meet a officer, Hallington, and go to the pier that they had seen some unidentified objects over the lake. I then went to the Port Authority where Mr. Hallington was at, and on my way there I noticed a large orange ball or object out in the lake. So at that time I picked up Mr. Hallington. We drove to the lake. I got out of the squad car and walked up on the pier and noticed the object that I had noticed at first hovering over the water, approximately 2 feet off of the water, just staying in that same position for approximately a minute and a half or so. Then the object rose straight up. I wouldn't know exactly how far, but then the object started going towards Chicago, then just disappeared. So we stayed there and just kept watching on the area for a good while. Then directly behind us to the east, we noticed three objects flying, or they were together going around Michigan City, which appeared to be one escorting another. And we observed these for a while, and they were moving at tremendous speed at times, and they would seem to slow down. And they also would change their color from orange to white. I was there for approximately 1 hour, in which I observed these object with my naked eye. While standing on the pier, observing, the wind was from the north to northwest at approximately 10 to 20 mile an hour. The waves were coming in and flashing up over the pier at the time. My first impression of the object was that it might be a helicopter, but due to the sudden speed of the object going in the north to northwest direction towards Chicago, caused my thinking to be led in another direction, because the object changed colors once or twice, from orange to white, and then from white to orange again. And the object was hovered over the water, then it started to rise in a slow manner, not real fast. But when it reached a certain altitude, it started going in the direction of Chicago. And as the object was out approximately 1 mile, it disappeared. It disappeared before the object was out of sight. That's another reason why that I didn't think that it was a helicopter, because of the fact that it disappeared before it got out of sight. To the best of my knowledge, I have never seen anything like this, and don't have any idea of what it could have been.
Patrolman Ted Stance gave his account of the incident in his home at 320 West 9th Street on Sunday, July 6th.
My name is Ted Stance. I'm an officer of the Mission City Police Department, Mission City, Indiana. I've been a police officer for 3.5 years here in Mission City. And on Friday evening, June 20th, I come into the station to gas up the car. Went inside the station, talked for a minute with a radio operator. And he was Don Wozniak, the radio operator. He was telling me about strange sightings that people had seen down at the lakefront. I didn't take this very seriously. And he told me if I wanted to, he said, "Why don't you take a ride down there and see what's down there?" And I told him I would. I said, "But I'm not crazy about it, because it's approximately 10:15, 20 minutes after 10, close to quitting time, which is at 10:30. So I took a ride down there, and I stopped in the Navy Coast Guard station. About that time, a friend of mine, who's a security officer at the lakefront, Bob Hollington, he was whistling and motioning for me to come over there and take a look at these strange objects in the sky. And I parked the car and went over there. And Bob and another fellow, didn't know his name, he's a Coast Guardsman, were looking at these objects with a pair of field glasses. And I took, they gave me the field glasses, and I took a look at these flying objects. And the first thing I seen, and I believe that the first one I seen, but I probably got as good a look at it as any of the others that I saw. And it was a green, more or less a blur, a green object in the sky, and it was probably estimated, from Michigan City here, probably north west of the Coast Guard station in Michigan City. And there were, I can't remember now distinctly, I believe 4, possibly 5 of these objects in the sky. You could see them with the naked eye, but you could see them, I can't really say clear. You could see them clear with a field glasses, but they were awful fuzzy, blurred, and at a distance. And they were probably two outstanding colors that I noticed about, and that was the green and the yellow. And there were other times where you could see a little orange, I remember. And I looked at this one for, I'd say it was probably close to a minute, at least 30 seconds, and I watched it, and it was flying at an awfully high rate of speed. have to go a month or two of us, and about this time, why Coughlin and Holbert came up into a fight with him to show us one pair of field glasses. And Bob Hollington told us that earlier, about 15, 20 minutes before this time, this was approximately, oh, I don't know, 10:30, 25 after 10, he said that one of these objects had come right down near the breakwater, real close, and said that. And of course, that's when I really became interested in what the heck it was, because I couldn't, they were at a terrible distance, they were a long way from where we were at, I think, but Bob said that one of them came down the breakwater, and it looked to him like it was going to hit the government pier, and this thing turned and went straight up in the air, and he said it made a heck of a noise. But I asked him if he heard any noise, if there was any engines or motors on these things, and he said that he heard a heck of a noise, like a real powerful motor or engine. And this time as I was talking, my Bob was using the field glasses, and they've been passed around the other three or four fellows that were there at this time. They came back to me, and I looked at another one, and it was green and yellow, is what I'm saying. It was awful fuzzy, the main thing I can remember about these objects, is I think I can't remember for sure, there were four or five of them, and said everybody observed at least several of them. And when the high rate of speed, they'd go in one direction, and then they'd seem to slow up and go off to another. And I looked at them all together 4 or 5 minutes with the field glasses. Of course, when I didn't have them, I seen them with the naked eye, and you could see them with the naked eye. And they didn't, the objects which I saw in the sky definitely weren't an ordinary type of aircraft I've ever observed before, and I spent 7 years in the service, 4 years in the Navy, and 3 years in the Army. I didn't know that one. And in both services, I was with and in aviation. And
I'm not an authority in aviation or airplanes, but
I've been around everything from jet trainers to airships. With the Navy, I was stationed a year and a half at Lakehurst, New Jersey. The thing of it is, for many aircraft, commercial aircraft, military aircraft, I believe, have a rotating light, or a light which blinks off and on as far as navigational lights on the wing and tails of the aircraft. And this here was just one continual light. It didn't blink off and on. And the whole object was of this coloring, yellow and green. Of course, the green is the most, is the color that I distinctly remember. And I've seen enough aircraft, commercial aircraft, and military to know that this wasn't an ordinary aircraft. And as far as direction of travel or movement of these objects I observed, another reason that they definitely weren't commercial or military or ordinary type of aircraft was the erratic movements. Didn't seem to be any set course. They went in one direction at a high rate of speed, and I remember that distinctly too, of course, that they were moving very fast. And they'd go in one direction for maybe 10 or 12, 15 seconds, a short time, go a long way in this time, and then they'd slow down and then go another way, just maybe the opposite way, or just a zigzag course or pattern in the sky. There was no set course, I think. And as I say, I was down there for all together probably close to 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes. And these objects were in the sky all the time. They weren't covering any ground. They go off into the distance in a north or northeast or that way the direction, and then they come back to the north northwest. And as far as the movements of these objects, when they did change course, there was no round movement, no arcing or around such as an ordinary aircraft, military or civilian aircraft would make, it was a sharp. But these objects, whatever they were, would go at a high rate of speed and then just seemingly slow down and go, in fact, if they stop and then go in exactly opposite direction. There was no high arc or anything like that. No. I don't know exactly, I don't have any idea what these objects were that I saw. most of my life I've always felt that it was, the possibility was always there that our own Air Force might have some kind of high-speed aircraft different places. I'm sure we have air bases up in northern Michigan and up Peninsula and northern Wisconsin, and I'm sure, I know we have them in Alaska and possibly different parts of Canada, Hudson Bay or somewhere up there that the ordinary lane doesn't know about. But because I said I talked to my grandmother, she lives in northern Michigan, she's seen an awful lot of strange things where she lives. And of course, a lot of times I don't take what she says seriously, but she is, believe 74, 75 years old, and she has an imagination because she doesn't have any neighbors that live out in the country. But my own opinion, I don't believe myself that these were any kind of lights. A lot of people have told me that they felt they were lights. People have told me this were people that didn't see these objects. And I saw them. First time in my life I've ever seen something in the sky that I couldn't answer myself or get an answer later on. I'd get one from the newspaper and the radio, and they definitely were something out of the ordinary. And I sure hope, as I stated, next month I'll be in August, I'll be on midnight, and I'll sure be down there looking for them again, you know. And I hope the heck I see them again. These are very interesting.
Michigan City's news dispatch reporter, Bill Allen, made this statement in my home at 220 East Tool Spring Avenue on Monday evening, July 7th, prior to his listening to any of the previous accounts.
Bill Allen, reporter photographer for the news dispatch, Michigan City. The event in question happened on June the 20th, sometime after 11 o'clock. I was at the office when I heard some conversation, monitored some conversation on our police radio from the police department, which made me curious. So I went down to the lakefront where two or three people were telling what they saw. Somebody pointed out some objects in the sky which looked about like airplanes from a distance, with all of the various colors of their running lights running together, and pointed these out as flying objects which had been zooming around. I didn't put too much credence in it, since to the naked eye they looked about like airplanes. Later, I went over to the Coast Guard, and in the course of getting a story from the Coast Guard on what they had seen to write for the next day's newspaper, somebody saw one of them off to the west, and after looking at them through binoculars, handed me the binoculars so I could look at them also. To the naked eye, this looked about like the objects which I had seen earlier and thought probably were airplanes. Through the binoculars, they looked, the best description is the description which you hear many other times. They looked electrical. They were pulsating. They had a pulsating red light on the bottom. The size that I saw through the binoculars was probably about the size of perhaps a pea. The outline was, I think, orangeish yellow on the top. The pulsating red light was around the bottom and looked as if it were a red neon strip, which perhaps was on the four quadrants, or four different places on the disc on the bottom. I had no idea what it was or what caused it or anything else about it, other than I just know I can give a description of what it was I saw. I think there were either three or four objects which were pointed out to the west by one of the persons when I was down on the shore itself, or down in the Washington Park parking lot. Then I saw, I think, one or two or possibly three more to the northeast, and how long they were there, I have no idea, because I didn't pay much attention to them other than notice them and then go on to the next item of business and trying to compile a story, because as I said, I thought they were airplanes. When I was in the Coast Guard station and saw the light to the west, I observed it probably for a couple of minutes, and where it went after I observed it, I don't know, because I handed the glasses back to the individual who had shown it to me. I can tell you nothing about which direction it was going, or if it was moving, or going up and down, or what, because if it was moving, I was moving the glasses with it. The sky, this happened around midnight sometime. The sky was clear. There was a wind coming out of the north. The waves were breaking in. Then later on, I went home, told my 17-year-old son about it, and he insisted we go back, and we went back and could see objects on the skyline, also disc-shaped, virtually down around the Chicago. We could see the lights of Chicago, and they were in that area, but we couldn't distinguish any colors. They were quite small, probably the size of a BB or smaller. We could see the lights of Chicago, and they were in that area, but we couldn't distinguish any colors. They were quite small, probably the size of a BB or smaller. We also, on two different occasions, the two of us, both with the naked eye and with the binoculars, saw what started out as a star. It seemed to be the same color as a star, but yet it got progressively brighter until it probably was, 5 or 10 times as big and as bright as a star, and then would fluctuate in its intensity of light, and then eventually disappear. The first one we saw was to the south of the lights of Chicago. The second one was to the north of the lights of Chicago. Both of them at about 5 or 6 or 10 degrees above the horizon. Both of them, the highest intensity they ever got was once again.